What's going on, world? What's going on, Big Unk Triple X? Whew. Hey, listen. I have had one of the most challenging weeks, days, seconds of my life. Most challenging. And the thing about it is that I am not perfect by a long shot. But here's what I want you to know. Here's what I do want you to know. Is that whatever you go through, give God all the glory. Give God all the glory. It's nothing that you can do. It's nothing that you can say or personally you have done where you receive the credits and the blessings before God. You always give God all the glory, period. Like, give God the glory first. That's very important. The next thing I want to share is, don't never let no one take away what God is preparing for you. Even if it's a fight, even if it's a struggle, even if it's consequences behind it from yourself or that person, right? Don't let no one take away the blessings that God has for you and what God is preparing for you. Just don't allow that to happen. Don't let that happen regardless of the situation, because here's the deal behind it. That means that the state that you're currently in is flushing away. And something new is beginning for you. And everybody ain't meant to go where you go. Everybody ain't meant to walk with you into this new destination, into this new light. Regardless if they receive it, regardless if they believe what you say, sometimes people will knock that very thing because it comes from you, just like it comes from me. But then someone else can speak on it, say those same exact words, and they'll believe it. So it's a fight, and it's a fight all the way to the end of the year, going into the next year, to the rest of your life. It's a fight, and you don't let no one take that away from you. It doesn't matter who they are, spouses, best friends, siblings, your neighbors, your co-workers. Don't let no one take away what God is preparing for you, because what's for you is for you, and it's gonna happen. God don't have no respect to persons, so God can't show one person favor, don't show you favor. People kill me with that. They always want to speak and say what they say is right, but what you say don't make no sense. But you're speaking and teaching and talking out of the same Bible. So, I do want to make that clear. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. None of that. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. And I'm an MOG. I'm a man of God, and I'm working towards those goals. I'm working towards the blessing that God has for me, and I will stop at nothing. I will hold on just like Jacob held on and won't let God go till he give me that blessing. So it doesn't matter what you think about me, what you done said about me, what you done secretly said about me, the conversation you done had about me when I went around. It was meant for me not to be around, because God don't want that negativity to interrupt the flow that he has for me and he have for you. So it doesn't matter. And that's what I tell people all the time. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you say. What matters is what God says. So what you have to understand, what you have to know, is that you have to give God all the glory. The entire thing, you have to give it to God before you give it to anybody else, even yourself. Give God the glory. It says right here in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, do everything for the glory of God. Do everything for the glory of God. So even whatever you going through, you may be going through it because that blessing finna come now. You see what I'm saying? And then when that blessing come, it's what you already prayed for. It's going to have people, some people mad, going to have some people upset, but it doesn't matter because what's for you is for you. Because you have to move on with your life. You have to do what's best for you, because at the end of the day, you don't want nobody holding nothing back that could have been for you because you concerned with how they feel. They messed their own lives up. That has nothing to do with you. See, what should matter is that you and that person on the same page so y'all can go with the flow that God has for you. But if y'all ain't on the same page, you at a point in life where you don't need to be trying to groom another grown person or another grown person trying to groom you. You should be at a point in life where when you meet someone, you keep moving and you shoot for the stars. That's why I say, give God all the glory. So, you know, that brings me to my point that I'm eternally grateful. I'm eternally grateful with what I had went through this week. I'm blessed to know that I have some people in my life that care for me. Some people in my life that was there for me. And I just want to give a shout out. You know, I want to give a shout out and let them know, you know, thank you for going through the struggle with me, going through the fight with me, going through that task for me. You know, if I was to grade myself right now, I would probably give myself a C- or a C+, because it was areas where I failed just by being a man, and I ain't making no excuse for it, but it was areas that I failed just by being a man, because even my patience alone were tempted. My character was tempted, and it was tough, and I hung in as much and as long as I can. I hung in, but even I failed, but I didn't feel as bad as I used to feel. But my overall grade, I would give myself a C- or a C+, maybe knocking on the door for a B-. Maybe. But I want to let y'all know that whatever you do in life, give God all the glory, man. It's very important. Going into the new year, give God all the glory. Give God all the thanks, all the praise. You know, don't go and say what you're going to do. Just start working on the things you're going to do and stop not just speaking on it, but start showing action too. Because faith without works is dead. So you can't have faith if you ain't put in the work, and you can't put in the work if you don't have faith. So that's the same with your New Year's resolution. You know, speak on it, but also do it. Do exactly what you're going to say. Do exactly what you're going to say. Heavenly Father, right now I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here on this show today. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be delivering your word today, your message today. Father God, thank you for allowing me to be able to stand here on 2 feet on solid ground, Father God, praying to you on this day. Father God, I want to say thank you now for everything that you have allowed me to do, what the time and the season, Father God, that you have allowed me to be. And Father God, even allowing me to know when time is up and it's time to move. And Father God, I want to say thank you right now for this day. I want to say, Father God, bless you and bless your soul, Father God. Bless my soul, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you keep me away from any evildoers or spiritual witchcraft or demonic ways, Father God, and the thought process of people that coming up against me, and people that don't want to give you your flowers and your crown while you're living, and knowing that you ain't no different than any other person, but it's always something about you they have a problem with. And Father God, I just want to say thank you for protecting me. I want to say, Father God, thank you for shielding me. Father God, I pray for my son. I ask, Father God, that you keep him shielded. You keep him protected, Father God. You keep him blessed, Father God, with the same thing, Father God. People that he don't even know that don't like him, Father God, I ask that you keep him protected, Father God, because you never know what they're doing, even when it's unknown to him. I ask, Father God, whatever thought, whatever energy that they have, that it comes back to them 100-fold on this day. Father God, I'm praying against all my enemies, all of my son enemies, evildoers, witchcraft, backbiters, two-facedness. Father God, I pray against it right now in the name of Jesus. I also pray for my son Noah, Father God, keep him blessed. Keep him safe. Keep him sanctified. Keep him protected as well, Father God, because he don't know what he's coming up against as well. I pray, Father God, for my granddaughter right now, Samaya. I ask, Father God, that you keep her blessed and saved, because there's people out there that don't want to see her smile, don't want to see her happy. It's people out there that got problems with her, Father God, and I ask that you keep her blessed. I ask that you keep her whole. I ask that you keep her handy. I ask that you keep her alive, Father God, because it's needed. It's needed. It's needed. And I thank you on this day. I bless your name, Father God, on this day. I bless every move in my life, Father God, through you on this day. Father God, I even pray for my son's girlfriend, Trenisha. Keep her safe, Father God. Keep her sound. Father God, bless the things that she's looking for in life as well. Bless the things that she's asking for in life as well. Be around her, Father God, and show her will in a way, Father God. Let her have a clear mind and stand on even ground. Have patience, Father God, and see with a clear understanding. In Jesus' name, I pray for myself. I pray for my friends and my families, Father God. I even pray for my wife, that she be okay, that she be blessed, that she be sound, that she be happy, and that Lord add years on to her life, Father God, where she continue to live, where she continue to be the woman of God that you have called her to be. I thank you, Father God. I also pray for my other granddaughter, Sanaya. Oh, yeah. I ask, Father God, that you keep her strong and safe and sound and wonderful and blessed and happy. Grant her the things that she needs in life. Grant her the things that she asks for in life. Bless both of her parents, Father God. Bless both of her parents. Amen. Amen. I pray for the twins, my man Zach. I pray for PJ. I pray for One Yay. And I pray for all their parents, Father God. Keep them blessed. Keep them happy. Grant them the will and the power and the things they want going into the new year. Pray for my man, Mr. Braylon. I call him B. I pray for him and his mom. Keep them safe and sound, Father God. Keep them encouraged. Keep them encouraged right now. See, I can go on and on with this prayer, Father God, because see, I know what you have for me. I pray for my family back home in Albany. Pray for all my siblings, Father God. I pray for my nieces and nephews. I pray, Father God, for my great nieces and nephews. I pray, Father God, for my coworkers. Father God, I pray for every living soul that know me. I pray for the people that are right with me, the people that don't like me, the people that show another face. I pray for them right now. See, the thing about me, Father God, that's different from them is that I'm growing in Christ. But see, one thing that you have taught me, Father God, that is to be a man and stand on firm ground as a man and don't show no signs of weakness. See, this type of prayer right here, Father God, I'm talking to you while I'm praying to you. Because see, I want you to bless me, but I also want you, Father God, to give me a mindset of advancement, of plateauing and moving when it's time for me to move and not be where a place where I don't need to be no more. I ask, Father God, that you shine your light on me and cover me and saturate me in your spirit and your blood, Father God, and keep me comfort because, see, the enemy is out there. And they out to seek and destroy with no consequences behind it. And I want to say, Father God, on this day, that it won't happen. Because, see, I'm going to close 2023 with a blessing. And then I'm going to open up 2024 with a blessing. See, I'm patient because I know my blessing coming. I'm patient. And I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to pray harder and harder. I'm going to work harder and harder. And I'm going to be the man that you call me to be by any means necessary. I'm going to press forward. I'm going to keep moving, Father God. And those that align with the walk that I'm going to be right with me. I ain't got to tell them. I ain't got to ask them because they know who they are. And when you ain't aligned, only thing I can tell you is that I see you later, but sometimes see you later means I may not see you no more. Because see, when my time is here, and when I'm here, and I'm doing what I got to do when I'm here, and when it's time for me to leave, it ain't no turning around. It ain't no second guessing. It's with a clear conscience and understanding. And I want to say thank you, Father God, and bless your name and bless me. Bless the people who I prayed for. Bless the people, Father God, who I know. Bless what I stand for. And I thank you. Every day of my life, bless my mom, even though she's not here with me. Not in the physical, but she's here in the spirit. Bless my pops. He's here in the physical and the spirit. Bless my family up here where I'm at right now and keep them strong, my nieces and nephews. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get everybody in, Father God. Happy New Year. A new day. A new beginning. Father God, I had a rough week, and my son, he was there to help me out. His girlfriend was there to help me out. My wife's son, he was there to help us out. The police officers, they was there to help us out. And we give them all the thanks and praise and glory. And we thankful for them on this day. And Father God, we ask that you bless them and their families to the abundance where they won't have room enough to receive it. And other people get some of that blessing too. Amen. Amen. See, what you thought about me, you was wrong. See, you can't lean to your understanding. You got to lean to the understanding of God because, see, we still students in life. And it don't matter because how old you are, where you've been, or what your experience is. Everything is new. And old things are passed away. It's a purpose for everyone to be here. And it's a purpose why everyone is in your life for a season or for eternity. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I prayed so hard that I asked that anything evil that comes up against me, I ask that you remove it and put brakes on it right now and give it back to the people or the person or whomever they thought or prayed about, that it goes back to them. I want to enter this year right here, Father God, 2024, with a clean slate. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. Amen. Praise God, man. Listen, praise God. So, the thing is that you have to know. You have to know, and you got to give God all the glory. If you don't give God all the glory and the satisfaction that God needs, then you can't be blessed, and you won't be blessed behind that. So thank God. Like, go into this year, go into the new year with thanksgiving. Go into the new year with abundance. Ask God to help you plateau in life, plateau out of life to a new level. Ask God, because it can happen. Ask God. Praise God. I'm going to read y'all a scripture too. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures. You know, I had to get that off my chest. A lot of stuff that's near and dear to me. See, people don't know you like God know you. They can have an assumption about you. They can think whatever they want to think about you. But see, you can have a grip on God too. That's why I say know God for yourself. You don't need people to guide you. And you don't need people to give you validation and accreditation. Because we all here for the same purpose, to get to the kingdom. Rather you get along or not, rather you're married or not, the bottom line is save your soul if you can't save nobody else's soul. Because you ain't going to always agree on everything. And you ain't always going to see eye to eye on everything. But you can always end peacefully and go your separate ways. Yes, you can. And you move on with your life, because when you find out that your lives are clashing, it's time for you to go and live your separate lives. Because it's something for you just as well as it's something for that person. And you got to move on. You can't stay and live in an environment when you clash. Remember that. That goes for me too, and for any and everyone that's watching and listening to this show. Big on Triple X. It says right here in 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, it says, so rather you eat or drink, or rather you do all to the glory of God. No matter what you do, give it all to the glory of God. Psalms 115 and 1 tells us that, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name, give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Give glory. Give glory and thanks. It says in Revelations 4 and 11, it says, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. See, God created all things, so you got to give God glory. You got to give God all the things. All the things. So, keep doing right by others. Regardless of what anybody do to you, they don't answer the phone. They know you're doing right, but they don't want to just tell you you're doing right. They'll throw the rock and hide their hand. They'll whisper it to other people. Keep doing right. See, even though they may not never admit that you're doing the right thing, your blessings and your outer experiences and good deeds gonna show. Because that means that they're battling their own demons, but they're taking it out on you. So, remember, God has a different road for all of us. It ain't meant for everyone to understand. It's meant for God to understand. There's always something out there different. So be thankful for who's in your life. And you know, before the year, I get some spiritual cleansing. Fast, pray, meditate, be well rested, and be grateful. Be thankful. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Bless your name, Father God. Bless your name. Bless your holy name, Father God. And Father God, I'm thankful for this message, and I'm thankful for being here. I want to say Happy New Year, God. Happy New Year for all mankind and every creeping and crawling thing on this earth. And I just want to say I'm thankful. I just want to say I'm grateful. I just want to say I'm blessed and I'm happy to be here on this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So listen, you know, subscribe to the channel, man. All you got to do is click on the video. I know I got viewers and I know I got subscribers. All you got to do is click on the video. Tell people, tell your family, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Click on the video first and hit the subscribe button. That's all you got to do. Subscribe to the channel, man. God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace.